So we're joined here by Max Whitlock, double Olympic champion, first ever gold medalist for Team GB in the gymnasts. Max, does it sunk in yet?
No, not at all. Even you just saying that and introducing me like that feels very, very weird to have that title with me. It's a crazy feeling. And yesterday was a crazy day. You know, it was so successful for us, and we can be very proud, and Team GB can be proud. And looking forward to spending a week here chilling and then going back home to see everyone.
The 23-year-old became the first British Olympian to win two gold medals on the same day in 44 years. He's now won three medals here in Rio alone and five in total. He told me this morning he just can't take it all in.
I don't actually think this will ever sink in, to be honest. It feels so, so weird and surreal. I'll go back, I'll take it as it comes and keep plodding along, keep doing what I'm doing, but you know, it's a very exciting time.
On a special Sunday, Whitlock won the floor final, he admits was a surprise, and within 2 hours added the pommel horse gold, where he was already Britain's first world champion. It means British teammate Louis Smith won silver.
It's just crazy, you know, if I look at the last decade of where I've come within the sport and my journey, it's just absolutely fantastic.
If Max Whitlock was a country, he'd actually be above Jamaica at the moment in the medal table, just below Iran. These people from his hometown of Hemel Hempstead want something to be named after him in honour.
Oh, I think it's going to be fantastic. We're going to all look for all the, what's his name, to be painted gold now, aren't we? You know, like they did the letterboxes, yeah. They've got to be painted gold, haven't they? Magic roundabout should be the Matt Whitlock roundabout.
But after winning two golds and a bronze, rewriting British Olympic history, Max also knows what his priority is after his break. His wedding to fiancée Leah next year.
Looking forward to organising a wedding. You know, that's so exciting. Next year it is, and it's all booked. We've just got everything to organise, so, you know, it's exciting times.